So the last couple of weeks, we spent a fair amount of time digging deep, broadly and deeply, into the second half of the Shaka V'Tarya. Here in the opening, the Sugya Shmitas Ksafim, Gittin Daf Lam and Vav Am Rav, Daf Lam and Vav Am Beis. The second half of the Shaka V'Tarya was the second question, which was, you're telling me there's something called Shmitas Ksafim, the Rabbanon. Shmitas Ksafim is not the right Bezman, it's only the Rabbanon. How could Chazal create the Shmitas Ksafim and Rabbanon from the Torah owe the money? To which Abai gave a teretz, Sheval Tasa, Rava gave a teretz, Hefker Brez and Hefker. We spent a fair amount of time within the second just half the Shaka V'Tarya. Why is Rava not saying like Abai? Why is Abai not saying like Rava? Why is Rava not saying like Abai got us into the world of Akir's Davar, Minatova, Sheval Tasa? Why is Abai not saying like Rava got us into the world of the nature of Shmitas Ksafim, Avkait Zemalka, Avkait Zegar? And now, we want to take a step back and come back to zoom out a little bit and tie together the two halves of this opening Shaka V'Tarya. If the second half is a treatment of the second kasha, which is by dint of what power do Chazal create Shmitas Ksafim, Drabanan, by dint of what power do Chazal void loans that exist in the Torah, first question was, by dint of what power do Chazal do the opposite? By dint of what power does Hillel come along and say, Prisbal, Minatora sounds like Shmitas Ksafim. It's something about Shmitas Ksafim. You're not allowed to collect the loan. Hillel comes along and says, make a Prisbal, and then you can. And then you can collect the loan. How did Hillel have the power to do that? Strangely, that sounds like the same as the second question. How are Chazal Okra Davim in HaTorah? And what's strange is that Abai and Ravi each have a Gevaldik Ateris to the second Kasha. As we saw in Yuvamis, these are the official Terutzim. These are the big principles of Shitas Rabba that generally ain't Koach Lakar, but these are the famous exceptions. Shev Al Tasa, Hefker Rez Nefker. These are powerful answers. So why didn't these answers come up? And these are broad answers that apply way beyond the narrow specifics of Shmitas Ksafim. These are Kol Tor Kula Dik answers. Sheval Tasa, Hefker Rez Nefker. These are Gevaldik answers to use from the outset. So how come neither Abaye nor Rava gives that answer at step number one? They only give these answers at step number two. Step number one, Abaye says, well, Shmitas Ksafim Drabanan. What did you say? Shmitas Ksafim yields to Prisbal because of the principles that Kira's Dava. So half of that we can answer easily. We spoke about it some time ago. Abai's answer is not going to work. Rajba deals with Abai's answer. Other Rishonim deal with Abai's answer can't work in step number one because Hillel wasn't doing a Sheval Tasa. Hillel was telling us to go for Kumvase in both senses of Kumvase. Because Hillel's Prisbal allows you to collect the loan, which, number one, is an active act, physically active. You are actually going and collecting. And for the Baliatosis is Baliatosis's way of thinking, that Sheval Tasa Kumvase is physical. This is physically active. And for the Rajba, the other Svardim's way of thinking about it, to collect a loan that has gone through Shemitah is a violation not just of a mitzvah, but an Isra. Lo yidos. You're being ogeis. So we understand why Abaye couldn't have given this answer up front. Yeah, the Gemara had Kasha number one. Hech Tike in Hillel Prisbal. Which, in other words, Heyach Gove Amalva. How is the Malva allowed to collect? Right? So Abaye says, Shriyas Bismaza is Drabana. That's the answer. He was Dumasak in principle against the Drabana. And then we had Kasha number two was Heyach Tiknu. Ezra, maybe whoever it was, Heyach Tiknu Shmitas Ksafim Drabanan. Otherwise known as Heach Ein Halove
Yerushalayim, to which Abaye gave a teretz. Well, that's a Sheval Tasa. And Rava gave a teretz, well, Hefker, that's a Hefker. So why didn't Abaye raise say Sheval Tasa earlier? The answer is because that wasn't the Sheval Tasa. Telling the Malva that he could be Gova is a Kumva say according to both definitions. It's an act, it's active, physically active, and it's a violation not only of a mitzvah, but of a law. So we understand that Abaye's second answer couldn't have popped up in the beginning. As we had mentioned earlier, the Rashba happens to, in discussing Abaye, he mentions the physical type of Sheval Tasa, but that's because, as we suggested, even the Rashba would agree that Abaye has a more physical Hagadara Sheval Tasa. Okay, but the problem... Okay, we'll have to make do with one marker color. Oh, there you go. The problem... So Abaye, we understand. The problem is Rava. Hefker Brez and Hefker, that's an incredibly versatile, powerful tool. To say that Chazal have the power to change, to make a different call about Dine Maminus, they could say, what's mine is no longer mine, now it's yours. There's a Chazal have the right to be Oker Dover, not be Yisra V'Heter, but they have Dine Maminus. They can be Oker Dover. So that's as relevant to Kasha number one, Heach Tikin Hill of Prisbol, and it is to Kasha number two, Heach Tiknu Shemitzis Ksav from Drabana. Lech Ora, it should work as well. So the question is, well, why didn't Rava, why does Rava only give this Givaldic Ataris to Hefker, Hefker, Hefker to the second Kasha? Why didn't he already say this from the outset? So there are different ways of approaching this, but I actually want to approach this trying to tie together the two halves of the Shach Vataria, Kasha 1 and Kasha 2. I actually want to jump in, as I laid out in the Marmakomos, jump in with the Rambam and the Ravid first. It will allow us, we'll get to the same place in terms of the token of the Sugya, and allow us also maybe to appreciate a little more of some general sense of how the Rambam operates and what you expect to see or not to see. So let's take a look. When the Ram begins to talk about Pruzbul, up in the first 15 halachas of the parak are all about Shemitah Tzafim in general. Then halacha Tazayin, Kisharo Hilazakin Shinim Nomela Halvo says Hilazakin sees that people were refraining from lending to another. This is the language of that Mishnah, parak Yud Mishnah Gimel. In Shavuos, over our kasa that our Gemara quote over our kasa about Torah, Sharmel Chabayin Davar and Lavcha Bliyal, violating that Lav Daraisa of not giving loans because you're worried about Shmitas Ksafim, which the Rambam codifies at the end of the parak. So here's Kin Pruzbul, Kadesh Lo Yishamei Hachova Chiyalvu Zezeh. He put into place the Pruzbul so that the Chov doesn't disappear, so that they would continue to lend to one another. Okay, that's the Mishnah. So far, so good. And then he makes a comment. You should know that Shemitah, first of all, only works on Shemitah Tzaf and Drabanan. This man hazeh. But back in the old days, back in the old days was before Hillel. But Meher Yibana Beis HaMikdash, and we'll have once again Yovel Daraisa, Shemitah Daraisa, Pruzbul will not work. Shemitah Shal Torah Ein HaPruzbul Mogel Bo. Did anything surprise you about that before you look in the Ravid? Who's he quoting? Abaye. He's quoting Abaye. Abaye says, on Vav Menav, how is Hillel Masakin Pruzbul? The answer is because Shemitah is Ma'azeh, Drabanan. And Hillel is aligned with his great-great-grandson, Rebbe, holds that Shemitah itself is Ma'azeh as Rabbanan. And in fact, back in the beginning of Perek Tes, in Halacha Gimel, when he was getting started, laying out the fundamentals, he had said, Halacha Beis, Halacha Gimel. Halacha Beis, he already says, Halacha Aleph, he just defines the mitzvah saseh, mitzvah slo saseh. The very next thing he tells Halacha Beis, you should know Shemitah Ksafim is not the rice of Bezman Hazeh. Only with tolling the Yovel, in other words, the Rambam Halacha Beis passes like whom? Like Rebbe. The Shemitah Ksafim is tolling Yovel, And therefore he says, Halacha Gimel, that Bizman Hazeh, it's not the Raisa, but it is the Rabbanan. The Divrei Sofim, Shmitas Tuf Nagaz Hazeh B'chal Makam. Okay. So, consistent with that, he says here, Shmitas Tuf Nagaz is Rabbanan, as I told you in Halacha's Bezin Gimel, and the whole notion of Frisbol depends upon that. Just quoting our Gemara. Not very surprising. And the Ravid is surprisingly surprised. The Ravid gets all bent out of shape. Omar Avram, as in poor Rosh Tevis, by the way, no Aleph. Almost every Asaga is a Ravid. It starts with Avram says. Avram says, Derech Anava, presumably. Not some big rabbi, just Avramo. Amar Avram, we see him as one of the Gedolei Harishonim. Amar Avram, it does not stand for Eifshar. If you think it's Eifshar, then there are a lot of Shver Ravids. It stands for Amar Avram. Ze Eino Mechuvar, this is not clear. Chivra, Ches Yud Vav Reish Aleph is Aramaic for white, or sometimes more loosely, clear. So to be not Mechuvar, that's a turn of phrase that the Gemara uses, machavarta. I think the Ravid likes to use it often. This is not clear. It's a polite way of saying, I think the Rambam is totally wrong. But you know, it's not clear. It's not clear. I don't think this is correct. The Abaye, what's wrong? Abaye Damarachi. Abaye said it. But Rava Pollock, but Rava disagrees, and he says, Hefker Bezdin Hefker. Hilkach, Noeg, Bechol, Zman. The Ravid says, I don't know what the Rambam is doing. The Rambam is sticking his head into a machlekes abayin Rava, and he's picking the wrong shita. The Ravid says, what the Rambam said is only shita's abaye. Rava disagrees. The implication being that you know and I know, we all know, that machlekes abayin Rava, the rule the Gemara tells us in several places, machlekes abayin Rava, who do we pass like? Rava, except for Yal Kagam. Except for six cases, there are Rosh Tevis Yal Kagam. Otherwise, we 99% of the time, we pass like Rava against Abaye. So that's obviously the unspoken premise of the Ravid's Tema, is we know that we pass like Abaye against Rava, excuse me, like Rava against Abaye. So how does the Rambam here passing like Abaye? Now, which is striking, because I didn't see any Machlokas Abaye and Rava. I saw Akasha. I saw only one Teretz, the Teretz of Abaye, which the Rambam quoted. He was just doing his job. He didn't think he was saying any chidushim. So Abaye is, the Ravid is assuming, the Rava, he told which Rava, Hefker Bez Nefker. Now the Ravid is saying that Rava disagrees on this also. The Ravid is saying that this is not only a Teretz Takasha number one, not only a Teretz Takasha number two, it's also a Teretz Takasha number one. Who else says like the Ravid? Rashi. Right, Rashi is Beferish on Amud Beis. Rava Amar, we olam bein the Rabban the Pligia the Rebbe, who say Shvius is Daraisa. Bein the Rebbe who says it's Lav Daraisa. It's not difficult. In other words, Rashi is saying that Rava's answering both kashas. If you hold like Rebbe, the Shmitas says Rabbanan, how do they create it? Hefker as Nefker. And if you hold the Shmitas Ksafen Bismaz as Daraisa, you're wondering how does Prusbel work? The answer is Hefker as Nefker. Rashi says that Rava's answering both Kashas. In other words, Rashi is saying, and the Rabbi clearly agrees, the way to read the Gemara to Kasha, Abaye gave his Teretz. Gemara another Kasha, Abaye gave his Teretz. And then Rava Omar goes back on both. Rava says, I disagree. Abaye was answering piecemeal one teretz for kasha number one, different teretz kasha number two. Rava says, I have a teretz that answers both kashas. That's the way Rashi and the Ravid read our Gemara, which means, that we could rephrase the kasha that we had before. We started with a kasha we had mentioned a while ago, which is Shir Teitel 12, 12, 12, 15, Sunday.
We had opened with Hayitachin. Why did Rava not give his teretz in round one? We understand why Abai didn't give his teretz in Kasha. Well, why did Rava only pop up in Kasha number two? So, Rav, that's not a valid question for Rashi and Rava, because they say he did. They say when he said Hefker and Hefker at the end, he was responding to both problems. So we could rephrase our Kasha as the way the Ravid asks it, which is, well, according to the Rambam, why didn't Rava pop up in question number two? Why didn't Rava pop up in question number one? And as we're looking at the sugya, we're saying, aha, Rashi, let's step back a little bit. So Rashi and Ravid point that, look, Rava appears to be answering both kashas. So we can put to rest our question of why didn't Rava give Hefker Brez and Hefker for the first kasha. He did give Hefker Brez and Hefker for the first kasha. He said it at the end in response to both kashas. So the Ravid now presents it as, well, the problem is a problem of psak. It's not a problem of shak of Vitaria. Shak of Vitaria is all geshmak. Abaye's teretz's kasha number two doesn't work for kasha number one. Rava's does, and Rashi and Ravid say, in fact, he was answering. He comes at the end, and he's responding to both kashas. That's why the Ravid says, I don't have a problem with shak v'tarya, I have a problem with psak. Specifically, the Rambam's psak. The Ravid says, what? The Ravid says, the Rava is here too. Essentially, the Ravid and Rashi say, Rava's answering question number one also with Hefker Bez and Hefker. In which case, the question of Heach Tikin Hillel Prusbel, which is the Gemara's Kasha and the Rambam's Kasha, Halacha Tazayin, the Ravid says, what told the Rambam that he should paskin like Abaye over Rava? Heach Matzinu Davar Zeh. That's how the Ravid presents it. It's not a kasha of shakla vataria, it's a kasha of psak. Take a question in a moment. There are two or three different ways to respond to the Ravid's problem. The first way is to respond to the Ravid's problem on his own terms. And the Radvaz does do that. The Radvaz says, the Ravid wanted to know how come the Rambam passed like a bai against Rava. The unspoken premise is halachos k'Rava chutz miyalkagam. The Radvaz says, good question, I have an answer for you. Here's the Radvaz on the facing page on Halacha Tazai. He says, Pasek Rabbeinu at the top of the second column of the Radvaz, Pasek Rabbeinu k'Abaye. He passed like Abaye, why? Because Kush the Milsa, Kaimel and Karebi. We talk a duo like Rebbe anyhow. Shmita's cup is Mazaz Rabbanim. And he goes on to say, but don't we pass in like Rava against Abaye? How the Kaimelon? Karava Lagabe Abaye, except for Yalkagam. He said, Rava says, well, Hani Mili, that's a limited rule. Heichad ifligu b'dinav shayu. That rule that Rava Abaye Rava wins, that's only when they're each afligu b'dinav shayu. Nafsh nefesh in Aramaic is like etzem in Hebrew, oneself. Ifligu b'dinav shayu means they're arguing on their own. They're arguing by themselves. There's a case, and Abaye gives his take on the case, and Rava gives his take on the case. And they're giving their own shitos on what the din ought to be, then we pass in like Rava against Abaye. This is the Radvaz's argument. Here they're not starting from scratch. It's not a new case came up and they each had a shita, what should it then be? But rather, they're trying to miyashe the pre-existing Mishnah. So when the kihacha, if ligu b'teirutza demasnisa, they're arguing how to be mitari to Mishnah, efsher, then it is possible that the halacha is like Abaye. That is Radvaz's answer. As I said, Radvaz is answering to the kasha of the Ravid
Perek number one is the Radbaz, who, as I said, he answers the Ravid on his own terms, by which I mean he agrees with the Rashi and Ravid's setup of the sugya. That in a Hanami, there is a machlokas Abai and Rava. The Radvaz is agreeing to the Ravid. There is a machlokas Abai and Rava over how to understand Hillel's power to misakin a prosbul. Rava, Abai said it's because it's based on the assumption that Shemitah is only drabbanan b'zman. Rava said, no, I have to compare it to Nefker. There was a machlokas Abai and Rava. The Ravid thought, oh, you have to pass like Rava. And the Radvaz says, no, I disagree with. Of we think about what were the Ravid's assumptions. So we said one of the Ravid's unspoken assumptions was that we pass them like Rava against Abai. And the Radvaz attacks that. We don't pass them like Rava against Abai. Oh, but we do. No, only one type of a case. Yishlomidas. What's the din, Yishlomidas? So Rava says this, and Abai says that. Ah, so then when they're arguing what each one holds, so then we have a rule we pass them like Rava. But here, that's different. That's a chiddush of the Radvaz, that the principle of Hilchus HaKerava Chutz Mi'al Kagam is a limited principle. And if you think about the Ravid, and that the Ravid's kasha was built on several assumptions, Hanukkah analysis, a little bit of Hanukkah analysis might be helpful. One of the premises that the Ravid's Hanacha, that the Ravid's Kasha is built on, is a Hilchus HaKerava. And the Radvaz's Teretz is to argue on that Hanacha. I don't agree that we pass them like Rava. I don't pass them like Rava in some cases, not in this type of case. What's another premise that the Ravid's Kasha is based on? Not just a club and when does Machlokes Abai and Rava pass like Rava, but even more fundamental. Yesh Machlokes Abai and Rava. And the other Nosei Kalim are going to say that the answer is we reject that. That who? The Rava is assuming that Rava disagrees and therefore we ought to reject Abai in favor of Rava. Forget about who we passing like. Who says Rava disagrees? Who says Rava disagrees? In the Kesef Mishnah, of Yosef Karo points out, not everyone, you know, the Rambam is a little bit unclear here, but not everyone, Paska, not everyone reads the Gemara the Rashi and the Rava did, namely that Rava is answering both kashas. Who disagrees? Tosus. Tosus disagrees. Tosus already, in dealing with the Gemara, says, Rashi says, Rabbi Rava was answering the first kasha also. I don't think so. We'll get to the details. But first, let's just appreciate the framework. We'll get to more details later or tomorrow. And we will take a question also. I know you've been waiting very patiently. But let's just appreciate the framework of what's going on. Not one, just clarify this point and take a step back and see the forest. And take a question as well, Blue Netter. What the Kesef Mishnah Mari Korkus begin to say is the Rashi Rava at Big Chiddush. They said that Rava's teretz at the end is really relevant to both kashas. If that's true, then that means the first kasha is Machleg Zabai and Rava, and then okay, we have to handle who do you pass him like. But the Kesef Mishnah Mari Korkus further along the page of the Rambam are going to say, we don't think, yes, the Ravid read the Gemara the way Rashi did, that Rav is relevant to both, but Tosfos reads the Gemara that Rav is only answering the second kasha. He was never trying to answer the first kasha. That does open up a new Pandora's box. Well, now we're back to square one. Well, why didn't he give that kasha? Okay, we'll have to deal with that, but at least it's Miyashiv, the Ravid's Kasha. There is no Machlokas. No one disagrees with Abaye. There was only one answer, according to Tosis, to the first question, and that was Abaye's answer. So the Rambam gave the only answer. So that's what we see. Whereas the Radvaz said that, yes, I agree with the Ravid on his own terms as Machlokas, but here's why he passed like Abaye. Teretz number two is the case of Mishnah, the Mari Kurkus, that there is no Machlokas, that Rambam is Ketosis. We're going to have to then, it's going to lead to a new Kasha, which is on the Shach of Atariya. The Ravitz Kasha was in Psak Halacha. But if you take the second approach, no, there is no Machlok Zabayin Rav. Then we're back to the Shach of Atariya question, well, why didn't, which we're going to have to deal with. It's worth appreciating, we start with the Rambam also to appreciate what the Rambam does and doesn't do. Hayitachin. Rashi tells you how he reads the Gemara. Tosfos tells you how he reads the Gemara. But there's a machlokas between the Razvaz versus the Kesef of Mishnah and the Mari Kurkus, whether the Rambam read the Gemara like Rashi or like Tosfos. How could that be? So that illustrates a very important point. One of the key tools that you need in your toolbox and digging into Rishon more deeply, you have to start by knowing what type of sefer, what genre of sefer is that Rishon writing. Most Rishonim that we work on when we learn a sugya wrote al seder hashas, pirushim, chidushim, al seder hashas. The Rambam was not doing that. Rambam is one of the few Rishonim that we use often in learning a Gemara who was not trying to write a pirush of the Gemara. He was trying to write instead a summary lahalacha of the Torah Shebaal Peh, quoting only those sources that are halacha l'maisa, and in the way that he understood them. But he will not highlight that, oh, I'm saying this pshat and that Gemara. As a matter of fact, he won't even tell you what he's quoting. He didn't tell us he's quoting Gitlam Vav Lam Laot. He didn't mention Abaye's name. We knew that because we learned the sugya. He's just trying to give you pshat halacha l'maisa. So often there's going to be a lot of the back office work, where how did he get here? What's going on under the hood? How did Rambam get to that maskana? Will often not be clear, as we see here. Did he pass like Abaye against Rava because he felt that you can pass like Abaye against Rava? Or did he pass like Abaye because he didn't think Rava disagrees? In the Rambam, it's not clear, which is why the Radvaz on the top of the page has one approach, and to how the Rambam read the Gemara like Rashi, whereas the Mari Kurt Kesef Mishnah Mari Kurkus on the bottom of the page said, no. The Rambam actually read the Gemara like Tosfos. That's the beginning of some of the richness that the Rambam's genre opens us up to. Tomorrow we'll have to explore more of if indeed we now are back to square one. We have a Shaka the Tari question in Tosfos and perhaps in the Rambam. So we'll have to see why indeed would Rava not have given his teretz to Kasha number one. To be continued. I'm glad to stick around for questions. Guys, if I have a bus to catch, go catch your bus.